Welcome back to the Galveston Experience Podcast. We have worked our way up to episode 100. This is being recorded on the 21st of August, and we've just learned that something that's never happened before might be happening next week on Tuesday, Wednesday. It's possible that there could be two hurricane systems in the Gulf at the same time. And fortunately, RadioGalveston.com, the producer of the Galveston Experience Podcast, has an extremely experienced hurricane hunter. Dr. Hal Needham is actually an island resident, and wherever the hurricane goes, Hal goes, and he will actually be reporting right from the scene. So if you're looking for the absolute latest and no hype, all factual hurricane information for the Galveston area and the Gulf Coast, definitely just to keep tuning into RadioGalveston.com. You just with one click, you can stream it. Or if you download the Galveston Digital Island Guide, just click on the Radio G button down there, and we will keep you posted in all the very latest the hurricane. And literally, Hal will be at the scene. The last hurricane that came through that made landfall in Corpus Christi, Hal took a road trip and he's down there. So we will have the best hurricane coverage with one of our island locals here, Hurricane Hal. So, of course, the Galveston Experience Podcast, always talking about interesting local people. In fact, if you go back a few episodes, you can hear an interview we did with Hal talking about his marine weather and climate company, what he really does for a living besides our weather. And he's also a huge Frisbee football player here on the island. And if you go to his page at RadioGalveston.com, click on the Hurricane Hal page, and you will learn all about him. Super interesting guy, and we're pleased to have him with us. Mike Dudas is back with another episode of The Scuttlebutt. We're going to get The Scuttlebutt on Hospitality Health ER from Caitlin Stanley in just a minute. We wanted to highlight a couple of things that are coming up in Galveston. I don't know if you've been to a drive-in movie for a while, but mark your calendar because the drive-in double feature is coming to Stewart Beach. It's August 29th. It's free with your admission to the beach. You can see the classic movie Grease with John Travolta, Olivia Newton-John, and the cult classic Rocky Horror Picture Show. When's the last time you saw that? So again, that's on the 29th. Just learned that the Naval Museum is going to be opening up on September 1st. They finished the work that they're doing there, and we look forward to joining them again. And on the weekends, we've still got the free sandcastle lessons at Stewart Beach, the Bucket Brigade Beach Tours. They're going on at Stewart Beach in front of the Convention Center and down in Pirates Beach. And there is the 1895 Moody Mansion All-Access Guided Tour. And for all the information, of course, all you have to do is go to that island events page at RadioGalveston.com. And if you've got an event going on, we love to talk about it here on the podcast. It also goes on to that calendar, which is shared between Radio Galveston, the Galveston Experience Company, and that all-new Galveston Island Guide, which is available. Just search Galveston in the Google or the Apple app stores. So, enough preamble. Let's get to the Scuttlebutt with Mike Dudas.
My guest on this edition of the podcast is Caitlin Stanley, who will give us all the scuttlebutt on Hospitality Health ER. Good evening, Caitlin.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I am doing great. I guess, first of all, many of us have driven by the big Hospitality ER building on the seawall. And for those of you listening who do not even know what Hospitality Health ER is, tell us about the business.
Okay, yeah. We're located there on the seawall in Galveston. We are a fully functioning emergency room. So that means we're open 24 hours and we see everything, I always say, from a headache to a heart attack and anything in between. But we are a little different. We are actually family owned and operated. So that's kind of a little bit, I think, that is really different about hospitality is we're an emergency room, but we take it from an approach of really treating all of our patients, but not just great medical care, but really treating them like family.
How is your clinic different from the traditional urgent care clinic?
One thing is, you know, we are a true emergency room, so we're staffed with, you know, four certified ER physicians around the clock, which I think makes a huge difference. All of our physicians have many years of experience in emergency room, and, you know, and when it comes to an emergency room, you want someone who is ready for anything that comes through that door. So, you know, they're very skilled, whether it's, you know, a high trauma or anything. They are really prepared for that. And we have all the things there in-house that we need for all of those things, too. So, I think urgent cares are great when you've got some, you know, of your medical problems that are a little bit not as severe. But whenever you are having some of those higher acuity and you need an emergency room, it's great to know you can go somewhere that's going to treat you like family. You're going to get seen right away. There's no wait. Traditionally, there's, you know, always say, oh, you sit in the emergency room for hours. We always say, you know, there's no way you come in, you get seen right away, which is really important in those situations.
My entire family, at one time or the other, have utilized the facility of Hospitality Health ER, and one thing I was really impressed with is, and it's true, you all are like a traditional emergency room. When I personally went, I think I had a sore throat, and then they took a culture, and it was strep, and then so they took care of me. But when you went back, it was like a whole nother world whenever you leave the front desk. I mean, there's nurses back there, doctors, machines, that type of thing. Elaborate what type of advanced care you can get at Hospitality Health ER.
Yeah, of course. So we are a fully functioning emergency room. So that means that we are able to see everything. So we have, you know, in-house labs, CAT scan, X-ray. But so we do see, you know, a whole realm of different things. Everything, you know, from those less severe to the, you know, testing, cardiac, all of those things we're able to work with as well.
And you all can do X-rays and, I'm assuming, MRIs and CAT scans?
So we have CAT scan and X-ray there on site. We can do an MRI that needs to be set up, and that one's done off-site, but it's all facilitated through us. Most of the time, MRIs aren't as emergent, but there are times they are, so we have those set up same day with a third party.
For someone who's really severely ill or needs even more advanced care, you all do the triage first, and if they need to be referred to the traditional hospital, Hospitality Health ER takes care of that, correct?
Yes. So, you know, our goal is for anyone that comes in that we're able to treat them, get them feeling better. We can even keep people up to 23 hours in observation. We've got these really amazing observation suites that are fully furnished. There's a pull-out like bed for your family to stay with you. You've got your own private bathroom and kind of your own little oasis. But if people do need to be transferred, because we are not a hospital, we are the emergency room portion. But if someone needs to be transferred and admitted to a hospital, we do take care of that for you. They go straight into a private room. They don't go back into an ER line at another hospital. So we'll transfer them for them to the hospital of their choice. So some people have certain choices, or if they're not from the area, they aren't quite sure where to go. So our doctors kind of help them with that, and then we do transfer them from us into their own private room at the hospital.
I know when I was personally taken back to a room, I was just so impressed with the quality of the room. And when I walked in, the room had a TV, and I was handed two remotes. I go, this one's for satellite TV, and this one's for Netflix. And I was like, wow, you know, you go in and you feel really crummy. I mean, you're not there because you really want to. You're there because you want to feel better. But talk about some of the things in patient care that you all practice to make the experience a lot better.
I think one of my favorite things about hospitality is when you go to a medical facility, you always expect, you know, great medical care. And I know that's one thing we deliver at hospitality, but we always like to do a little extra. And so we do, you know, the rooms have a TV, so you can watch TV, maybe get your mind off of, you know, the pain or, you know, the different things that you're there for. If you've got a family member with you, they can watch TV. We've got Netflix on there. We love to put on cartoons for the kids. It's just a way to make it a little less scary, less traumatizing. No one wants to be at the emergency room. So if we can do, you know, small things to make it more enjoyable, we do. You know, our staff, we always tell them, you know, our goal is to be hospitality, and that we put that in our name for a reason. We want to go above and beyond. We want the room to, you know, feel homey. We want your medical staff or your nurse or your doctor to feel like you're talking to someone who's family, someone who's listening. Well, you know, we try to wait on you. We try to see what you need and go above and beyond, and, you know, maybe think about things you might need that you didn't even think about. In those observation rooms we have for people, you know, we supply them with some like shampoo and toothbrush and other extra little items because they didn't plan on staying with us for a long time. But we want them to be comfortable. hospitality is, it's our name, but it's also just kind of at the heart of how we want to treat people and kind of go above and beyond.
I concur with that. Like I said, I've been a patient and a couple of my family members have been also. And then what also impressed me was that they treated you, you know, like family whenever you were seen by the doctor and nurse. I mean, usually, you know, the stereotypical visit at a busy ER, you get in and sometimes it could be hours before you see a doctor or you feel like they forgot about you. I mean, the nurse is constantly in and out. Are you okay? Do you need anything? Do you need some water? Do you need a cold drink? And even the doctors in and out too, as busy as they are. I mean, like you said, it's hospitality with a capital H.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, our medical staff, they are great, not only just with their skills, but they're really great just personality-wise. That's one of the things I love about hospitality is all of our doctors and nurses, they're skilled, but they also have really great bedside manner. They have great personalities. They're people that we truly enjoy working with, and our patients love them and will tell us, you know, I had nurse so-and-so, and they meant the, you know, the most to me, and I go out in the community a lot, and I'm forever, you know, someone telling me about a nurse or a doctor that just made their visit so much better because of a story they told them or just because of a conversation they had. So I love our medical staff. They are great.
How has Hospitality Health ER adjusted or changed as a result of the pandemic?
You know, we have really tried to be ahead of the curve in a lot of things when it comes to COVID. No one could have foreseen what all 2020 has entailed. But we have adjusted a lot. We've started in, I believe, March. We started doing what we call a test system, meaning anyone who had any sort of COVID-related symptom was starting to be treated in a different part of the ER, and those that were coming in for other emergencies were treated inside. And we started that in early March, and I think at the beginning, people were a little shocked by us, you know, stopping them at the door and asking them questions because we didn't have a community spread at that time. But our doctors and our medical staff knew that we had to take a protocol early to make sure that our staff and any of the patients coming in for other emergencies were going to be safe. So I think that's one of the biggest things we've done is our system. And we started that in March, and it has kind of ramped up since then. If you've driven by and seen this on the CWO, you'll see our very different. We've got water tents, and we're able to treat patients in their cars, and we're able to bring them into kind of like a COVID annex of where we're able to treat them and do everything with them, keeping the interior of the ER COVID clean so that patients coming in for other emergencies don't have to worry about that.
During peak times, you said you had to bring in extra medical professionals from different parts of the state.
We did. So whenever COVID really started taking a higher hold of the Galveston kind of county area, we were seeing a large amount of patients coming in for COVID, either, you know, related symptoms and testing, and everything was ramping up. We had medical staff come down from our Longview or our Tyler location. So those are in East Texas. We had some of our medical staff from there come down and help out because it, you know, as you probably know, the Galveston County, you know, we had a steady COVID presence. And then in June and July, it just kind of shot up really quickly. And so we were able to bring in those extra staff to kind of help us. And that's one great thing about having multiple locations is we've got great, what we call a hospitality family in East Texas that was able to come in right alongside us. You know, they are, you know, very used to the hospitality way of, you know, great medical care, friendly, really just down to earth. So we were very thankful to have that staff to come in and help us for that time.
My last question for you is, and I know you all handle this a little bit differently than other ERs or urgent care clinics. How do you handle patient payments?
So we work with every single commercial insurance that there is. The only three that we're not allowed to work with are Medicare, Medicaid, and TRICARE. And those three are federally funded. And so because those are through the federal government, we are not allowed to accept those. We do hope that will change. But right now, that is not an option for us. We do cash pay, so people have a prompt pay. You know, I do think that our pricing is very reasonable, very competitive. You know, we try to make it affordable for people. So we do cash pay options as well. But as far as the insurance goes, every single commercial insurance there is out there, we work with.
And from your prime location there on the seawall across the street from the beach, do you get some customers from the beach that maybe got stung by something or all of a sudden became overheated or sick while visiting the beach?
We do. Well, you know, when people come to Galveston, we want them to have nothing but fun times and great memories. But there are times people are on vacation or they come over, you know, for the day or so and something happens. You see stingrays, fish hooks, lacerations, severe sunburns that have led to dehydration and other things. So we do see a lot of, you know, tourists or people who are, you know, enjoying the beach and some kind of mishap has happened. And our goal with that is to always make them feel better, get them feeling great. Our goal with that is to make sure that they are taken care of, that they feel better, and that they leave Galveston with nothing but great memories from their vacation. They're not thinking about how their vacation got ruined because they had to sit in an emergency room. So we try to really go above and beyond because we want people to come to the island, enjoy it. We want them to have great memories and come back.
All right, Caitlin, and reminding everyone where Hospitality Health ER is in Galveston, hours of operation, and phone number.
So we are located on the seawall. It's 4222 Seawall Boulevard. We are open 24/7. So that goes for our testing with COVID, our COVID treatment, everything. We're open 24 hours. We never close. And like I said, it's right there on the seawall. If you're familiar with the Galveston area, it's right next to Papa's Pizza.
I would like to thank Caitlin Stanley from the Hospitality Health ER for being my guest on this edition of the Scuttlebutt. If you would like to highlight your organization and be a future guest, please be sure and contact us here at RadioGalveston.com.
Thank you, Mike Dudas, and thank you, Caitlin Stanley from the Hospitality Health ER. Next week, we'll be getting the scuttlebutt on Galveston College for Mike's guest, Carol Langston. And as Mike said, if you've got somebody you think would be a great guest on the scuttlebutt, just get a hold of us at RadioGalveston.com. In fact, you can catch up on a lot of the old podcasts. Jim Lewis from the Galveston Seafarer Center, Carol Hodges from the Noon Optimist Club, Anthony Jensen of Zap Realty, Glenn Urbach from C-Star Base, Dennis Nance of the Galveston Arts Center, Sheena Pearson of the Gulf Coast Epilepsy Alliance, and Robin Bushong, the Galveston publicist, some of the previous guests on the Scuttlebutt, and you'll find those all at RadioGalveston.com. In fact, there's a lot there. We talk also about Hurricane Hal, who is our resident doctor of climatology, and he's going to be keeping us posted on all the craziness that is coming our way here as we're in the height of hurricane season. So he's got his own page at RadioGalveston.com. There's a link to the other podcast that we do, the Galveston Ghost Podcast. If you're all into all things haunted, we've also got that island events page to keep up on things happening around the island, and a link to the Galveston Digital Island Guide, which you can take with you on your cell phone. It puts the best of Galveston right in your fingertips. And on the main page, we've got our new beach cam. If you can't get to the beach, you can swing around and take a look at it. It's from the beach cam at the Saltwater Gift Shop, just a 2-minute walk from the Galveston Experience Company to see what the beach conditions look like. So thanks for joining us. Hopefully we'll see you down around the Galveston Experience Company there at 15th and Seawall. And if nothing else, we'll be looking for you back here again next time on the Galveston Experience Podcast.